is Ajahn Chah. I mean, he came to North America only one time in his life, and it was his second trip to the West. It was one of the things that he noticed is not a whole lot of emphasis on that fundamental sila as a foundation, and he ended up talking quite a bit about it in during his time in his second trip to the West. Because it's to a certain degree, it was sort of, well, people are more interested in meditation and teachings on liberation, which is true. But as Ajahn Chah said, well, yeah, but if teaching Buddhism without sila is like sending someone out in the open sea in a leaky boat, and it's not a good start. And so but yeah, in Lumpur, and I did, I went, and I'm actually prepared for this, which is, it's not always what I do. I know it's delightful to be reminded of Ajahn Chah's teachings in many ways, but yeah, in Lumpa Cha's vision of sila, it's the basis of how to live together in the world comfortably and harmoniously. An image he used was this: in Thailand, the millipedes are really big; they have a lot of legs. You'd think that with that many legs, they would trip over each other, and it would really be difficult. But they don't. Those legs all work together. They move along pretty smoothly. And so that in the same way, it's possible to live together harmoniously as a community, as a society, as a culture. And of course, the sila is what provides that foundation for living together in a harmonious and smooth manner. On a social level, then stepping back from the tendency to selfishness, a sense of harmony is facilitated. So sila is not just a bunch of rules to be followed, but guidelines for how human beings can live together, not creating harm for each other and for fostering a sense of trust and well-being. And so that sense of sila being. Yes, there are these different precepts that the Buddha gives, but they're what they are, and I think it's quite different from our Judeo-Christian background. These are our training rules, and they are foundations for training ourselves in body, speech, and mind.